Hello.
Yes, hi, this is Stella. How are you?
Good.
Great, sorry. Okay, so can I get your exact address where you live?
2604 Allen Avenue.
Allen Avenue, and that's in Philadelphia, you said, right?
Yeah, Pennsylvania, 19153, apartment 214.
Apartment 214. Do you know who your service coordinator from Keystone is?
I thought
you
was going to take my blood pressure.
No, I saw 30 minutes. Because
Daya Brown from Philadelphia Corporation of the Aging.
Do you know her phone number? Do you have your care manager's phone number or you don't have it?
Wait a minute, I have it. Just
you have it, great.
Second.
No problem. I'm ready.
(2-6-7-6-3-7) (1-3-8-2)
And she's from Keystone, you said, right?
Yes.
Okay, and her name is Diana Brown?
Daya.
D-O-N-Y-A. N-Y-A. Maybe do we do a three-way call right now? Can I give her a call and let her know? With the
yes.
The change? Okay, hold on. I'll give her a call when you're online. I want she to hear you. Hold on. Hi, this is Stella. I'm calling from Family First Home Care. Is this Danya Brown?
Yes, that's Stella from Family First. Yes, hi, how are you?
I'm good. So I have on the line a member, Sharon Perry.
Yes.
Yeah. Sharon, are you on the line?
Yes.
Oh, hi. So Sharon had reached out that you would like to switch home care agency. I would like to check if you can send over authorization to us within a week.
I have two aides, Stella. I have two aides. One, I'm gonna put with Family First. One, the other one I want to keep as it is.
Hold on, Sharon. So, what I need to figure out is what aid are you switching? Because that determines what hours are you transferring over, so I can know how am I making this authorization.
Jonathan.
Jonathan over. So just that 14 hours?
Huh?
Just switching him over 14 hours, or
are
you giving him more hours? How are you doing it?
I thought you said he could get the 29 hours if we go with another agency. That's what you told me.
No. If he gets 29 hours, it's fine. You got 98 hours. It's just a matter of how you want to divide it. So 98, okay, if you want to give him 29 out of the 98 hours, give him 29. That means you're, hold on, 98 minus the 29. Then that means your son is working the 69 hours. Is you okay with that?
Yes, well,
okay.
97, and my son on my 97 hours.
No, you get 98. You get 98 hours.
Okay, so I want Samaj to do the 70 hours, and Jonathan to do the rest.
98 minus the 70. So you want him to do 28. So okay, that's how you want to do it. So you want him to have 28 hours a week, right? That's a week.
Yes.
Okay. And then did you know what days you want him to do it? Is it certain days, or are you dividing that up by seven? Like, how are you doing it? Because you're doing
divide,
it 7 days
I'm going to divide it up by seven.
Okay. So that means he gets 4 hours a day. You okay with that, right, Jonathan?
Yes.
Okay. So he'll be getting 4 hours a day. Okay. And that's with the Family First. Okay. All right. Yeah, I can work on, I'm Like, as you can hear, I'm driving now. I'm on my way to see a client. Let me just see. I'm gonna try to see if I can get the lady's information so I can know where I'm sending this authorization to make sure I get the provider ID. One second. I'm gonna try to see if I can put in a request today.
Maybe if you
want to
register now, this might make things easier.
And if he's already registered and signed on, like he'll be ready to start in that week, Mia?
We need like a few days until he gets fully set up. I would give it a week until next week, Friday.
So next Friday, start date for next Friday?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure. Okay. Let me see. Hold on. Let me go to Miss Perry.
Double check your vitals.
Breath from,
like, doing stuff like that.
So that means our son gonna be doing 10 hours a day, and then he's gonna be doing 4 hours, right? That's how you doing it, right?
Yes.
That's what we'll be 14 hours. Okay, all right. I just wanna make sure we're clear, no confusion. I'm putting it in my notes exactly, so I can know. Neil, from you, Stella. Let me say your son's 15 first, and let me just get the provider ID.
Sure.
1 second, so I can put that up. And provider ID. Okay, I'm ready.
So that's 3078.
2894. 3078-2894, right?
Correct.
Okay. And is it a specific address? Because I know sometimes, I don't know what your address is, but
I don't think, no. There's no specific address.
Okay, all right. Okay, I just got a call. I got to just speak to your current agency, too, Ms. Perry, to let them know, okay? Because he don't want to, unless I tell them that I spoke with the new agency and then the current agency, so it won't be no confusion, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thank you so much, Diana. Have a wonderful
day. Thank you. All right, thank you. All right, bye. All
right. Sharon?
Yes.
Okay, so I think we're all set for now. What I want, do you have your caregiver's information so we can send him an application?
You call me back within an hour. I should have it all for you because I'm trying to get discharged right now from the hospital.
Oh, you're still in the hospital. Okay, no problem. Let me see if Dina's available. I want you to speak with her because she's going to be your coordinator.
Okay.
So I want you to get her information so you are in touch with her. She's going to make sure that everything is good and you have no questions, okay?
Okay.
Give me 1 second. Let me see if she's available.
And you just, like, first stand in and walk in here.
Okay, I'm transferring you to her. Okay, she is available.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Sharon, we'll be in touch. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Bye.